To understand the context, we have to develop an understanding of a word. The word is atzeres. It's a very interesting word. It appears in the Torah in two places. Bayom hashvi atzeres l'Hashem elokecha loisase melocha. In Shvi Shel Pesach is called Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. And Shmini Atzeres, it says, Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem. And the Gemara brings a machloikis between Tanoim, what these two, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha, Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem, Benogea Simchas Yontif. And one day it holds that you have a choice, either Kuloy L'Hashem or Kuloy Lochem. And the other mandomer holds that it's chetzi elochem and chetzi elashem and chetzi elochem. The way the Rambam phrases it in Perek Vov, he paskins the chetzi chetzi, but he says, achilo shtia on yontif is not a open thing, elokachi hados. Makes it hados. But b'boker mashkimim, you get up early in the morning and you go and daven and lay in from the kriya that has to do with the yoim, you go home and you have a suda. You come back and you learn until chatzos. It doesn't say you should daven mincha gedolah, but it's after chatzos you go home and the oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim ad soif kol hayoim. That's how he phrases his chetzi l'Hashem chetzi l'Hashem. And it comes from the fact of these two psukim. The interesting thing is that this is where the Torah uses the word atzeres. In Chazal only used the word atzeres on one thing. In Chazal, atzeres is shvuos. Not in the Torah. Shavuos is not called Atzeres anywhere in the Torah. But in Chazal, it's called Atzeres, HaKol Moedin Batzeres Dabayinu Nami Lochem, that now where what you hold in the Machlekes of Simchas Yontif, but everybody's Moedin that Atzeres needs Lochem. And the other interesting thing is that when the Chazal talk about Shmini Atzeres, the word atzeres isn't mentioned at all. It's called shmini. It's called shmini. So, of course, this creates a situation that we have to understand. Why does the Torah use the word in one way and Chazal use it a different way? The Ramban tells us that the pshat in the word atzeres is a loshen knufia. It means coming together. And he gets it from the pasuk va'otzaras hashamayim v'lo yihyeh motor. Why? Because all the rain is gathered in the clouds and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let it fall on the earth. So the idea of atzeres is where everything comes together. When things come together in a crescendo, in a climax, that's what the word atzeres means. And the Mela, when the Torah is using it, the Torah is using it in that sense. Bayom HaShvi Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. Why is Shvi Shel Pesach called Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha? Because as we read very, very clearly and speedily, of course, in most places, in the Haggadah, right, that whatever happened on the Yam Suf is five times whatever happened in Mitzrayim, whether it's 10 or 50 or 40 and 200 or 50 and 250. But whatever it is, the Revois Mifsim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and really the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in Kriyas Yam Suf. And Memela, that's why it's called Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. That this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's climax and his Revois Mifsim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem. What's that about? So Chazal tell us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael and says to us, Ikvu imi oid yom acher ki kosho olai pridaschem. Whatever it says in the Torah is from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's invitation to us to spend an extra day different than Sukkot, without the mitzvahs of Sukkah, without the mitzvahs of Lulav, just be Mesameach, I want you to stay an extra day. That's Atzeres Tielochem. That's the Atzeres, that is the climax of the whole Chodesh Tishrei, taken together, the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur of Yom HaKippurim, the Zman Simchoseinu of Sukkot, that this created for us such a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he chooses to invite us as a climax, stay with me one extra day and be misameach, without anything else. That's the Atzeres Tielochem. In Chazal talk from the perspective of Klal Yisrael. Chazal talk from our perspective. And therefore, when Chazal talk about wherever Shmini Atzeres is mentioned in the Gemara, it's mentioned as Shmini. Why? Because from our perspective, what the Rabbeinu Shloim has done with Shmini Atzeres is raised us to the level of Shmini, which is the number that represents Lamaila Minateva. We call it Shmini because from our perspective, the Rabbeinu Shloim has raised us to the level of Lamaila Minateva. And that's why from our perspective, we don't call it Atzeres. The Atzeres is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happiness with us initiates this invitation for an extra day. That's from the Rabbeinu Shloim's perspective. But from our perspective, it is that we are being elevated to the Lamaila Minateva. And then Shavuos is called Atzeres for us. Why? Because that's really what the Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zelocho Ois Asher Anochi Shlachticho B'Hoitziacho Esom Mitzrayim Tavdun Oisi Al Hohor Hazeh. That we come to Kabbalah Satorah, that we were able to achieve, albeit with incredible siyata d'shmaya, we were able in 49 days to go from Memtesh Shari Tuma to Memtesh Shari Kedusha, to achieve that the Rabbeinu Shloim wants to give us a Torah, and we mekabel the Torah, and we were mekabel the Torah with a nasa v'nishma, we were mekabel the Torah, we'll take whatever it is, not knowing what it's all yet. We didn't ask what Maksiv Bey. We're ready to accept it all. That's for us an Atzeres. That's our Atzeres. That's our coming to the climax of the Avoida of the Mei HaSfira, the Avoida of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is, of course, Kabbalah Satira. And therefore, from our perspective, that's why Shavuos is called Atzeres. And maybe the reason why HaKol Moedim Atzeres Tabina Nami Lochem is because once we are Mekabel the Torah, now we have a proper way of how to deal with Gashmias and how to be able to elevate Gashmias to a level of Ruchnias. And that's Memela. The Yontif has to have that Lochem Dike HaKol Moedim Batzeres Dabin and Nami Lochem, because that's what this Atzeres is about. That we are being Mekabel the Torah that gives us the direction and the mitzvahs and the hanhoga of how we can live on an elevated level and use Gashmias for Avodas Hashem. This Yarchei Kala is for many of us an Atzeres. Certainly it is for us from the yeshiva, but it's also for you too. coming back to the place where you were zeiche as youngsters to be kind of Torah, to learn how to learn, to develop a relationship with Rebbeim, and you come back for 2 days to spend learning in the yeshiva, to rekindling and strengthening the relationship with the Beis Medrash that you grew up in. That is indeed in itself an atzeres, because it has that climax. It's being bringing together the old memories, rekindling the memories, and also strengthening the kesher to Torah, the kesher to the Rebbeim, the kesher to the yeshiva, and that indeed in itself, I believe, fits this kind of an appellation as an atzeres. So we hope that you will continue to join with us, those who can stay for tomorrow as well, to be zeiche, to be nene from the Ruach HaTorah in the yeshiva, from the Rebbeim, from the Gevaldik Yeshiurim, from the Liman HaTorah that the Sugya Dekala covers so many interesting issues, and the Rebbeinu Shloim should give us the Siyata Deshmaya, the Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. We can do this again and again in the future, and Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, it will grow and encompass many, many more of our Bagrei HaYeshiva. Enjoy every minute of it. Thank you.